Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
What if you found out that all your life, your vision has been distorted, and what you saw through your eyes wasn't the real world? Suppose someone gave you a pair of glasses that corrected the problem and let you see things the way they really are, and that reality was completely different from the way that you always saw things before. What would that be like? And what does that have to do with your walk with the Lord? We're about to find out from, of all things, a group of chickens.
We have a huge task before us this morning. There was a study in 1952 by a couple of scientists, Snyder and Pronko. They did an interesting experiment on human perception. They made prism glasses that, when you put them on, turned everything upside down. So they got a whole bunch of test subjects to wear these glasses for a month straight, continuously. They wore these glasses for a whole month. When people first put on the glasses, they were completely disoriented. They couldn't even get around. They couldn't. They say, "Hey, point to that light," and they're like, "You know," and they just get it wrong. Everything was messed up for about a week. But after a week, a fascinating thing happened. Their brain adjusted and turned everything so that they could function normally. They could see just fine, and they were told to point at something, they'd point right at it and get it right every time, and they could get around it and everything, and they weren't disoriented at all. Interesting, though, as I was reading the results of this study, if they were reminded about the glasses, they could still, if somebody said to them, "Doesn't everything still actually look like it's upside down?" And they would say, "Actually, come to think of it, Yeah, that's right. Everything's still upside down." They knew intellectually that everything was upside down. They could tell if they were reminded, but during a moment when they weren't consciously thinking about it, everything seemed just fine to them, and they could get along normally. After the 30 days of that experiment, they took the glasses off, and another fascinating thing happened. Their brains were, when they took those glasses off, they were totally disoriented, just like they were at the beginning. Their brains were still turning everything around, but now there's no glasses, so when they saw the real world, the whole thing was upside down, and they couldn't function. They couldn't point to something in their field of vision, and they're all messed up again. And it took about 3 or 4 days without the glasses for their brains to readjust back to normal, so they could see. The reason I tell you about that study is because I believe every time we turn on the TV, watch a movie, listen to secular music, read a magazine, listen to a conversation at work, read a secular novel, listen to talk radio, watch the news, or any other exposure to this world's way of thinking, we put on a pair of those prism glasses on our hearts. Because this world sees the spiritual realm completely upside down and backwards. They misperceive it. They see the universe, for example, as revolving around man. The Bible says no. Reality says no. The universe revolves around God. They see the glory of God as the least important thing in their world. The reality is it is the most important thing there is. They see self-esteem as a virtue. The Bible says no. Pride is a sin. They see the world, this world, as a source of satisfaction and happiness, and God and His kingdom are just kind of dry, they look boring and dull and unsatisfying. And the reality is the exact opposite of that. The world sees everything upside down and backwards. And the more we subject ourselves to their influence, to the influence of their way of thinking, the more we put those prism glasses on our hearts and we start to see things like they do. The next thing you know, things look to us that way. Their values, the world's values and attitudes and perspectives start to look real. and God's way starts to seem unreal. Everything seems upside down. And if someone asks us specifically, which way is up, which way is down, what's right, what's wrong, is God's way right or is the world's way right, intellectually, we still know. It's like, come to think of it, yeah, this is right, that's wrong. But in moments where we're not being reminded, we see things the opposite of the way that they are, and that is reflected in our desires, in our priorities, in our attitudes. See, that's why I said it has these ripple effects. It affects everything, that your perception, it affects everything in your spiritual life. And then what happens is, every week we come to church and we take those prism glasses off as we listen to the sermon and we try to see how God's ways are real. But one day without the glasses, one day out of seven just isn't enough. Remember, I said it took the test subjects at the end. It took them 3 or 4 days for their brains to stop inverting everything and to go back to normal. And it's the same way, I believe, with our hearts. That's why when you go on a retreat, you know, like when you're a kid, you go to Bible camp or you go off to some conference or some place where you are seeing, you're having a biblical point of view for days in a row, several days in a row. It's amazing how everything changes. And you start to see things as they really are. All of a sudden, God's ways start to look beautiful and desirable and delightful and satisfying. And the world's ways start to look like the worthless, unsatisfying, lying garbage that it is. And you can see it. And it's like, wow, it's obvious what to do. I want to go this way. I don't want that way anymore. And people come up, we call those mountaintop experiences. And people come down off the mountaintop, out from the retreat or whatever, and they say, I wish I could just hold on to this. I wish this would last forever. But then they put the world's glasses back on, and after a few days, everything goes right back to looking upside down and backwards. The world's ways look good. God's ways don't look so good. And I think one of the biggest areas where worldly thinking has leaked into the church, where our vision is inverted and twisted upside down and backwards, is this whole question of what constitutes a good gift. What makes something a good gift or a bad gift? And if I stand up here and preach about what's good according to what Scripture says, the Bible says this is good, this isn't, if I do that, but the world's glasses are still on your heart, or maybe you take the glasses off, but your heart's still inverting everything, then these things that God calls snakes and stones and scorpions that are not good gifts, your heart will see them and they'll still seem good to you. And you'll still want them. And so when I tell you the catch is, it has to be a good gift. You can't pray for a snake, and this thing, and the Bible says this thing that looks so good to you is actually a snake, and you say, I knew it. I knew the catch was going to make this promise, make it so it's worthless, it's nothing special. The reality is still, I can't get this thing that I want, that I need, that I love. God's going to keep saying no. So, my goal in this sermon is not just to take the glasses off. My goal in the sermon is to somehow get not just the glasses off, but the perception twisted right back up, right side up, so that what God calls good looks good. And what God says is not good looks like a poisonous snake, a scorpion, a stone, and not bread. Can you see why I'm thinking this sermon is a monumentally hard task? I mean, that's not easy. Getting the glasses off is one thing. Shifting the perspective is a whole other thing. And so this is just supernaturally massive task this morning, beyond anything I have the cleverness to do. And so we need divine help. So let's just stop right now and just pray for that. because every one of you needs this from God, and I need it, so let's ask God's help. Father, please. We know this can't happen without Your Spirit doing a mighty work. Forgive us, Lord, for when we've put those glasses on, and to some degree we know that it can't be helped because of we can't totally divorce ourselves from the influence of the world. So to whatever degree our vision is distorted, Lord, please help us. Help us. Give us right side up vision for Your glory. Do it. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
There are some worldly attitudes that are wrong, and they seem wrong to you. You can clearly see them for the nonsense that they are. Can you think of a few worldly ideas or attitudes that are in that category? Take a moment to thank God for giving you clear vision in those areas. Now see if you can think of any worldly ideas that you know from Scripture are wrong, but they really don't seem all that wrong to you. You find yourself having those wrong attitudes yourself many times. What do you suppose are the prism glasses that have distorted your vision in those areas? Maybe something you've been watching, listening to, browsing? The influence of certain people in your life? What influence is distorting reality for you? Talk to God about what He would have you do with regard to that influence.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.